This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 2nd. Welcome to This Day in History.
A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim.
That's Only a Pawn in Their Game by Bob Dylan, about the murder of Medgar Evers. Medgar Evers was born on this day in 1925. Most Americans know the name, but don't realize that this World War II decorated combat veteran came home to Mississippi, became a leader in the battle for civil rights, head of the Mississippi NAACP in 1954. He applied to the University of Mississippi Law School as a test case and stood up fearlessly in the face of racial terror until he was cut down by a bullet in his driveway as his family looked on in 1963. It wasn't until 1994 that his killer was brought to justice. This is an important day in the history of the fight against slavery. In 1777, Vermont became the first American territory to abolish slavery, even before the United States became independent. There was a history of revolt among African descendants in Bahia, now a state in Brazil. Beginning in 1798, inspired by the Haitians, Bahians revolted continually against enslavement, and on this day in 1823, they defeated the Portuguese. So in Bahia, July 2nd is Independence Day. Denmark Vesey was a free black man in Charleston who bought his freedom after winning the lottery. He was leader of a group planning an uprising where he and his followers were planning to kill slaveholders in Charleston, free the enslaved people they held, and sail to Haiti to freedom. An enslaved person terrified he might be connected to the revolt informed on Denmark Vesey, who was executed on this day in 1822 along with 35 others. Vesey was also one of the founders of the AME Church in Charleston, which later became the Emmanuel AME Church. After Vesey was executed, the church was burnt down, and this was the church that was the site of those racist massacres of 9 people just last month. And today, in 1839, 53 Africans, led by Joseph Sinquay, took over the slave ship Amistad, 20 miles off the coast of Cuba. Speaking of Cuba, the woman who was the leader of the Obelite Sisters, Mother Mary Lang, was born in Santiago, Cuba, and in 1829, the first order of women of African descent in the Catholic Church, the Obelite Sisters, was founded in Baltimore, Maryland. Mother Mary Lang was the leader of that order. One of the most brilliant jurists and legal minds, Thurgood Marshall, was born in Baltimore in 1908. He became the first African-American to serve on the Supreme Court. As soon as he graduated from Harvard School of Law in 1933, he began working at the NAACP, where he argued 32 cases before the Supreme Court, winning 29 of them. Best known, of course, is Brown v. Board of Education. In 1963, Thurgood Marshall was appointed to the U.S. Court of Special Appeals by President John F. Kennedy, and then, in 1967, to the Supreme Court by President Lyndon B. Johnson, where he served until his retirement in 1991. And it's the birthday of Patrice Lumumba, born today in 1925. Lumumba was one of the leaders of the Congolese independence movement, the first democratically elected prime minister of the Congo, who shortly after his election was opposed by rebel forces created and led by the United States and Belgium that murdered him in 1961. On this day in 1885, the Canadian Northwest Insurrection ended with the surrender of Big Bear in Saskatchewan. This was a rebellion brought about by the Métis, who were people of mixed racial origins but who were part of the Indian nations. They fought for the protection of their land and their right to exist as a distinct people with their other Indian allies. The Canadian government were victorious over the native peoples and then executed 8 of their leaders. And here's a song for your July the 2nd. It's by an artist from Cleveland, Ohio. She was raised by her mother, who bought her a ukulele when she was 3 years old. At the age of 8, she was playing the guitar and writing songs. She went to college at Tufts University, where she started to gain attention for her busking and her gigs at coffee houses around Boston. Her debut album was a huge commercial success and a bit of an anomaly. It was an unapologetically leftist record and dealt with topics like domestic violence, poverty, racism, and homelessness. The artist is Tracy Chapman. And the song is Talking About Revolution from her self-titled debut album, which hit number one on this day in 1988. Talking about a revolution sounds. Yes, sir. Where are people gonna rise up? Get there, yeah. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. And we'll be right back with guest host Anthony McCarthy. Stay with us.